Gary, you started telling me about amanuensis.
Yeah. Well, it works through symbol. And the symbols are supposed to take you back to the source of that wisdom. And that's what the cards are set up to do.
Yeah. So, does it have to do with Pythagoras' thing about metempsychosis?
Probably very close to it, yeah. Probably, I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't have something to do with that. But basically what the Sefer Yetzirah is about is building the divine man inside yourself. So it's a memory system that is designed to memorize itself by you putting it into your body.
I mean,
it's designed to memorize itself, the Sefer Yetzirah is. And what you do is you build it through the imagination, you build it into your own body. So when they're talking about the feminine aspect, basically they're talking about the imagination. So what this memory system does is it brings the intellect up to the level, no, it brings the imagination up to the level of the intellect.
Okay.
And at that point your soul can give and receive. And when you're going up the tree, you know, if you look at the tree of life, and this is where it kind of just came to me all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know, on the tree of life, you got the crown. Those are the three above.
Yeah.
You have his arms, which is Chesed and Geburah. You got his torso, which is Tifereth. You got his legs, which are Netzach and Hod. You got his genitals, which is Yeso. But he doesn't have a head. And that's what it's all working towards, is to establish that head of the divine man. Now, the head of the divine man, the way you move, it's all about ascent up the ladder, or of the middle pillar, the three rungs of the ladder.
Right, okay.
But the way you ascend is by similarity to the principle. So so what it is, the closer you resemble that principle, the closer you are to that divine principle. So you make yourself into the divine man. You by visualization, you build the Sephiroth into your body, you build the letters that connect the Sephiroth into your body, and then to establish the head, you do that 3-7 layout that I have that incorporates the dimensions of creation. So you have they call it the alphabet of foundation in the Sefer Yetzirah.
Okay.
So you have, that goes horizontally. It's where you read three horizontal rolls of 7 letters each. And that's the alphabet of foundation, or creation. Either one of those is fine. I would put foundation just because not only did the letters, not only do the letters create or form the cosmos, creation, they sustain it as well. So they're the foundation. So at Yeso, and if you read the Sefer Bahir, that's the first place his head appears, is upside down, suspended upside down over Malkuth. Well, that's the hanged man right there. You got the head upside down, you have earth underneath. If you look at the Visconti deck, his head is actually over a pool of water, like a lake of water.
Right, right.
And that Mem is water. So he's hung on that. He's hung on.
What's
top.
The term that's water?
Mem, the letter Mem, which is the crossbar there between, it connects Hod and Netzach, and it goes through Yeso. Yeah. It's the three elements. So you got Mem here, which is water, and you have Aleph here, which is air, and then you have Sheen up here, which is fire. And that's where you're supposed to, when you ascend, you ascend all the way up to Sheen. And that way you have the over of the everflow from both Bina and Chokhmah coming into your mind. And that 3-7 pattern is a reflection of God's first thought that created the universe. Because you've got the letters there that are the letters of creation. They're in their dimensions. But then when you read them vertically, then you have the soul. And that's called the alphabet of being, which is noted for its complicated syllables. In other words, the three letters going up form a syllable.
Okay.
When you get up here, this is called
the alphabet
of being. Yeah. This is called the crown of the priest, because Yesod, when Malkuth comes up to Yesod, that's when the imagination.
Malkuth is here.
Yeah, Malkuth. She's the bride. That's the feminine. But when Malkuth comes up to Yesod, when the imagination is elevated to the level of the intellect, then they can start to ascend. That's when you have all knowledge. That means all the letters are in. You studied the letters. You know what they mean. Now you can start formulating with them. You can start finding what Guy Cotillo always referred to as remedies for the soul. But basically what it is it connects. It's weaving. It's where man was. God created man to bring relationship between him and his creation. And that's what man does. So when you read the alphabet of being vertically, you go up through all three dimensions. So in other words, you're connecting all that. Basically, what you're really doing is you're weaving all the letters together, so that when you have them all woven together, you have the 231 gates of wisdom. And it's from the 231 gates of wisdom that the golem is formed. But basically,
did you say golem?
Golem. G-O-L. Yeah, the golem. Okay, you've heard of the golem before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is all about building the golem, but the golem is not some kind of outside.
Rabbi Lowe in Prague. I actually went, the first time I was there, I went to the Jewish cemetery and found this grave. Little tiny tombstone and a big mix of stuff, but yeah. I didn't find it.
Yeah.
And you know the story of the legend that happened was very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. He was working on trying to create a homunculus for years and years, and reading the Torah and everything, and created a clay figure of. Put the symbolism on its forehead, and nothing happened. He thought it would come to life, and so he went to bed. It was, already 2 a.m. He got up in the morning and came down. He was on the third floor, and he hears this noise in the kitchen. He goes down, and there's a naked man rummaging around in his cupboard, looking for food.
Yeah.
Mike and who he said, well, you got to make him a. He figured out what it was, and he made him clothes. Except a week later, he'd already outgrown the clothes and kept getting bigger and bigger. It was a film too, done in the '20s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Yeah, I have seen it. It was really. Yeah, it was one of the. I think one of the German directors or something like that. But it was quite spectacular.
Murnau's Faust is great. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's really good.
Oh, Faust, yeah.
Yes, I have the one that has the has several soundtracks.
Yeah.
The piano
Jonas, I hate to do this, but I'm gonna have to get my butt up.
Okay.
Did you